This is Senator Al Simpson. The Postal Service is now back off budget as part of the new deficit reduction package. Can it really tow its own boat this trip? Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, President Bush and congressional leaders have hammered out a good plan to meet deficit reduction targets for 1990. The package includes a saving of $2.2 billion by freeing the U.S. Postal Service and its annual deficits from federal budget control. Strict guidelines were required to trim massive postal spending when they went on budget in 1985. Now, in return for this fresh new start, the Postal Service will be solely responsible for $500 million in their own retirement COLAs and health benefits. Still, many questions beg to be answered. Just how does the Postal Service account to the federal government for revenues and expenses now that it's off budget? What if it can't pay its bills? Do we, the taxpayers, automatically then loan them the bucks? Any answers on that one, Ted?
Al, the budget negotiators did the right thing, but for the wrong reasons when they moved the Postal Service off the federal budget. The post office is a business, and it should be run as a business, raising its own revenues and paying its way. But sound business planning is not possible if it's part of the budget. Across-the-board spending cuts in recent years have hurt operations through no fault of their own. But the budget negotiators weren't thinking of good postal management when they made this decision. They wanted the post office deficit out of the budget, so the overall deficit will look smaller. The real test comes next year, when stamp rates go up, a postal surplus results, and the administration tries to bring it back into the budget. Tell your friends downtown to cut the flim-flam, Al. It's wrong to make the post office a political football. It belongs off budget, that's where it's now, and that's where it should stay. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on child care for working couples. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.